Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Her Radio, with founder and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and New York Times bestselling author and leading women's healthcare expert, Dr. Pam Peek, on Radio MD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. So, do you still smoke, or do you know someone that you love who you want to get off the cigarette thing? Come on, it's time to get off already. And I'm going to run through 5 ways to help you quit smoking, because you got to do this, man. First of all, did you know that women do much more poorly when they smoke in terms of disease than men? It's women who get chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. It's a horrible way to go. Basically, suffocate to death over time. You roast out your lungs. And the other thing, too, is it's women, not men, who tend to pick up lung cancer much earlier. So, and it's much more lethal in women. So enough already. Let's quit. All right. Rule number one, set yourself up for success with a plan. You need a plan to quit. So it's a quit plan. All right. You gotta learn how to be able to sit down with a solid quit plan. What does it have? A quit date. You've got to identify triggers, inform all your loved ones, and choose nicotine-free rewards for your milestones. You got to think about this ahead of time. So you sit down and you look at that. Also, find out where all those creepy places are where you've hidden cigarettes. You know what I'm talking about. Get over to your car now. Look under your couch. I mean, it's everywhere, right? So go, just clean it out. Declutter it. Make sure you've got a clean, clean house. And then in terms of hanging out with people, rule number two, get support. All right, this is friends, family, coworkers, and they're already rooting for you to quit smoking. Now, this also means if you've been hanging out with people who already smoke and are not interested in getting off, run the opposite direction. You know what I'm talking about. If you really want to change a habit, you got to change up your tribe. That means that if you're still hanging around with people who will tempt you to basically relapse, forget about it. All right, you don't need that. I'm sorry. But if you really want to get healthy, then you're going to have to change up your tribal members. And your support system is really important. There's lots of great resources out there. Every single state has a quit line that you can reach by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And the National Cancer Institute has a line, 1-877-44-YOU-QUIT. If you're tech savvy, there are a lot of apps out there that can also help you. The American Lung Association has a collaboration with Pfizer with all kinds of apps, one with the drug Chantix, that's C-H-A-N-T-I-X. You've probably seen some of those commercials out there. And it's called Quitter's Circle, and it's free, and you could do this. And other free apps are like QuitBit or QuitCharge. All kinds of great ways to be able to give you that extra high-tech touch support. All right, number three, check your insurance policy. Your health insurer also wants you to quit smoking. Gee, I wonder why. And may help you save money doing so. Every major health insurer has some kind of tobacco cessation program, whether it's free nicotine gum or a counseling program for smokers, it doesn't matter. Scope it out with your insurer. Check your insurer's website for available programs, because, honey, it's there. Number four, save on quitting aids. Quitting isn't necessarily cheap. Now, let's look at the numbers. A pack-a-day smoker will spend more than $240 per month on cigarettes, or $2,923 per year, given the average cost of $5.76 per pack, plus $2.25 in tax, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So a month's worth of prescription, like, say, Chantix, costs about $300. Gums and lozenges will run you $40 or so to be able to pick up about 100 pieces. And patches cost at least $60 per month for the generic brands. So there are often cheaper generic alternatives to the patches and gums like Nicoderm and Nicorette. The manufacturers of brand name products also offer coupons and deals if you provide an email address on their websites. So if you're considering a prescription drug like Chantix, then go to the Pfizer website. They'll offer a discount card. Oh boy, we love that. And there are some other ways to do it. Bupropion is an antidepressant that can also help reduce smoking cravings, and it's available as a generic drug. So ask your doctor and then work it out with your doctor. The drug is available for less than $20 a month at some pharmacies. We love that. Now, how about rule number 5? Ask your boss about wellness benefits. Workplace wellness programs commonly include a benefit to help employees quit smoking. Some tobacco wellness programs pay you for every day you don't smoke in the form of a gift card or extra money in your paycheck. Woohoo! We love that. If your employer doesn't offer such a program, ask if they could start one up. Whatever you use to help you quit smoking, the key to success will be perseverance. And while it may not be easy, you can bet that you can thank yourself for it in the end. Now, here's another thing to keep in mind, all right? Really important here. And that is, don't be doing something called cross addiction. All right, you're giving up your smoke and then you're eating everything that's not tacked down around you. Forget about it. Don't do that. What you're really looking for here is start a healthy lifestyle the day you want to start quitting, or even before then. So do physical activity. Immediately get rid of all the processed, refined, foods around you, especially sugary stuff, because people cross-addict. They go from nicotine to, well, for instance, not just refined sugar and all of that, but they also go to another ene, a boatload of caffeine. And usually the caffeine comes with all kinds of junk with it. You go to your barista and you pick up one of those macchiato nasty boys with 750 calories, and it's just loaded with sugary syrup, fat. Oh man, who needs all that? Just be on the lookout, because a lot of people get scared of gaining weight when they get off something like cigarettes. So it's really important to already plan. Remember what I said, set yourself up for success with a plan. Make sure that it's not just a quit date and all the rest of it, but lay down that red carpet of healthy living. Have natural whole foods around you. Clean up your kitchen. Get rid of all that other stuff and be on the red alert that you may want to cross addict over to the sugary stuff and the rest of it. Watch out. That's just a heads up here, girlfriends. You want to make sure to do that. And then again, in addition to the plan, get the support. Get rid of tribal members who are still smoking. Boo. And get rid of the types of activities that got you to smoke. When you roll into a bar or a place where they allow smoking. Thank heavens that's getting to be more and more infrequent and less popular. Check your insurance policy. Save on all those quitting aids. Make sure to ask your boss about wellness benefits. And really, at the end of the day, all of you wonderful women out there in Her Radio Land, come on. Smoking so last year. Poo. And if you think it's going to help you lose weight, forget that noise. Get on up. Get off your female behinds. Do some exercise. Eat well. Practice stress management. And you'll be able to get through this in no time at all. All right, there you have it. 5 ways to help you quit smoking. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.